Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour, we'll be playing some great bluegrass music. It's going to be a little bit different this hour because in the studio with me, I have my great friend from Australia, Bruce O'Hara. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
It's going to be a good day. Bruce and I have just returned from a trip around New Zealand. I live in the North Island in Hamilton, and we travelled from Hamilton right down to the South Island and did a big loop of the South Island. So this program is going to be in the form of a travelogue, really.
Yes.
We're going to tell you about the trips we've had, eh, Bruce?
We should get a commission from the New Zealand Tourism
Association. I'll inquire into it and see what we can do there.
Promoting it worldwide.
Yeah, we're going to tell you sort of what we saw and how we did things. And hopefully you'll enjoy our account as well as listen to the bluegrass music that we had in the ice cream container. We had a whole bunch of CDs and we played them as we went along, and that's what you're going to hear too. And we share a lot of favourites in our music, and Bruce, tell us about the first one that we're going to have, Joe Mullins.
Yeah, well, I think I'd been aware of Joe, but it was actually through you and through this program that I really came to appreciate his music, particularly the second song we're going to play. I think you played that some time back now, and my ears really pricked up when I heard it. And so it got a few playings around in the car on the way around. His great little group, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
This was probably when we drove down from, we drove south from Hamilton, down through the centre of the island, past Lake Taupo. And we actually managed to get a good view of the of Lake Taupo and of the Mount Ruapehu in the middle of the island. Then we drove across the gentle Andy Road from Taihape to Napier and stayed in Napier. Lovely town, Napier, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
Yeah, and then drove from Napier down to Wellington. And this is just to get down to the ferry. I'm sure we listen to Joe Mullins on the way, but we'll have a listen now. See how we go.
Sitting on a park bench, playing on my own guitar, songs of love and life, handed my first car. As an old man wandered by, and he asked if he could sit down for a while. When I sang a song about my old Kentucky home, he said with a smile, "That's the kind of songs that will get them, the kind of words that will stick with them. Everybody likes to sing songs about mother and the place that they call home. That melody, it sure will touch their heart, and it will chase away their cares. Takes me back to a time when I could go home and mother would be there." My first love, my true love, my darling, my wife. And as I looked over at him, I saw a tear roll down his face. He said, "You're right, son, when you love like that, nothing in the world can take its place. That's the kind of songs that will get them, the kind of words that will stick with them. Everybody likes to sing songs about true love and the one they call their own. That melody, it sure will touch their heart, and it will chase away their cares. Takes me back to a time when I would come home and she would be there. That's the kind of songs that will get them, the kind of words that will stick with them. Sing the one that lets me see her in my mind before Jesus called her home. That melody, it sure does touch my heart, and I think of all the time we share. When you sing those words, it warms me and almost makes me feel like I'm there. That's the kind of songs that will get on.
Fairly appropriate travelling type song, but yeah. They were nowhere bound. We were definitely bound somewhere. Bruce, we got down to Wellington and stayed the night, and then we had to cross in the ferry. What did you think of the ferry crossing?
Well, it was pretty uneventful in the end, wasn't it? Very smooth. In fact, one of the notable things about the whole trip was the fine weather that we enjoyed. I think it's deteriorated a little since we were there, but we actually ran into a couple of chaps, I think, in Dunedin, and I was talking to one of them, and he said, "Yeah, the weather's never really as bad as it's supposed to be down here." He said, "We just tell people that so they don't come."
That's right. Yes, I have to say to all New Zealanders that we had a miracle trip, really. With Bruce O'Hara with me, we had fine weather everywhere we went. You know, it's not like that Lynn Morris song, "It Rains Everywhere I Go." We had the sun following us everywhere we went, and it's a middle of winter almost. And
I was saying to Paul, I lugged around a big coat that I all in readiness.
Yes,
I scarcely wore it.
Yeah, the worst weather we've had is this morning in Hamilton on the way back. But The ferry crossing is lovely. You can sail out of Wellington Harbour. You've got a short area of Cook Strait, which can be very choppy and very windy, and then a beautiful cruise through the Sounds, about an hour and a half through Queen Charlotte Sound to get into Picton. And to me, that's always just a magic trip. I love that. And then we jumped in the car and took the very scenic route round to Nelson, which is also a very nice town. And I'm sure we listened to some Seldom Seen about this time of the trip. We got a couple of tracks lined up from Seldom Seen. What are they? You telling me?
Yeah, this is from their live album. And I threw this, Paul very kindly allowed me to choose the CDs that we threw into our little ice cream box. And so I threw in this one particularly because when we first met back in the mid-70s, this album must have only just recently come out, I think, around about that time. Yeah. And I can remember Paul raving to me about it, so I went out and got it. And so I always, whenever I hear tracks from this album, I always associate the start of our friendship. And so that's why it was included in our little ice cream container.
Yes.
And here's a couple of tracks from their live album at the Cellar Door.
It's called Colorado Turnaround. Shines from my window, I just can't sleep no more. Oh Lord, it hurts so much to be alone. But the real men never do admit that it's them that might be wrong. At least that's what he told me in his song. He rode all the way to Texas on an old freight train, didn't miss the girl he left behind. He rode all the way to Texas, didn't shed a tear, letting you know he's the moving kind. The freedom that he sings about, I guess I'll never know. I just can't shake the guilt or kill the pain. But it helps to ride when the lights turn low. I'll get on board the radio and take a ride to Texas on his train. He rode all the way to Texas on an old freight train. Didn't miss the girl he left behind. He rode all the way to Texas, didn't shed a tear, letting you know he's the moving kind. Well, we're letting you know we're the moving kind.
Oh, that was a great album, wasn't it? That seldom seen album, superbly executed, really, and very, very relaxed on stage. But yeah, it was just showed us how bluegrass music could be played back in our not formative years, but it was very encouraging. Loved it. Well, we got probably from Nelson. We started heading down the west coast of New Zealand, which is, of course, I suppose, the most more remote part of New Zealand. And fairly wild. We get all the cold winds from Australia blowing across and hitting the coming across the Tasman Sea, big mountains, all sorts of things. And we went to Westport and took up to Denniston. And Denniston is an old coal mining settlement that ran from the 1880s until the 1960s on a plateau way above the coast, and all the coal was transported down from the plateau in these little cars held on a cable, and as this incline was very steep, very dangerous, and most of the people came up and down the same way. And it's now a ghost village, and with just little signs telling you what was there. But it was quite neat, wasn't it, Bruce?
Yeah, I found it very moving, yeah. And I think added the fact that that was one of our grey days, actually, when we were up there. And it really complemented the feeling of the place and the photos that we looked at. And, really brought home to me the harshness of those conditions that those people lived in, and how cold it must have been, without heating much in those days.
Yeah.
And, real hard life.
A very, very hard life. A wonderful book. Written by a New Zealand author called Jenny Patrick, called Denniston Rose, and it's about the life of a little girl and her mother in Denniston about those times. And it's a fascinating book. And so if you're looking for a good book to read, read the one about Denniston. But and then we travelled further on the coast down to Greymouth, with the mountains on one side of us and the sea on the other. Is quite a neat trip. I love being on the west coast.
And the pancake rocks we saw.
What are pancake rocks, Bruce?
Don't search me. No, they're rocks that look like pancakes, and they're apparently inexplicable. No one knows why they look like that.
There's no real scientific explanation.
Only place that they're found, but they, to all intents and purposes, do look like pancakes. And it's just a small area, really, isn't it, in the overall scheme of things, where they're found. So, that was fascinating.
Yeah, you like the seaweed too, hanging off sea level.
Dancing seaweed, yes.
Yeah, I was really impressed that across the road there was the little shop, the usual sort of tourist shop, and they sold pancakes too. But we didn't have any of those.
No, we were very restrained.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we listened to Barry and Holly Tashian at some part of the trip.
We did, yes. I threw them in because I'm a big fan of duets, and they're more modern-day duets. We mostly associate the old brother duets with bluegrass music, I guess. And Barry and Holly are sort of around still today, and I just love their music, and particularly this song called I Dreamed of an Old Love Affair.
Just like old times, you were here last night, and
gone were my sorrows and cares. Just like old times, you were gone, and I had dreamed of an old love affair.
Well, I was alone in the darkness, my dear. Many dreams ago, you left me there.
Sunlight told me you had gone, and I had dreamed of an old love affair. Been so empty since you've been gone. I loved you with all of my heart. Heaven was mine when you smiled last night and said we could make a new start.
Yes, I was alone in the darkness, my dear. Many dreams ago you left me there.
Sunlight told me you had gone, an old love affair. I was alone in the darkness, my dear. Many dreams ago you left me there. Sunlight told me you had gone, and I had dreamed of an old love affair. I had dreamed of an old love affair.
That's Barry and Holly Tashian, great duet there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trenwith and Bruce O'Hara, and we've just completed a road trip around New Zealand, and we're telling you sort of as where we've been and a few places that you might like to visit if you ever get to travel around like we did, and playing the music that we played in the car while we were travelling around, which was, of course, mostly bluegrass music.
Of course.
Yes. What else? We got down to, Westport down to Greymouth, and then where?
Down to Haast on the next day, day six.
That's right, we did too. Day six, was it?
A couple of highlights along that way were the Skywalk, which you reluctantly went on.
These big high steel walkways mounted in the tops of the tall trees. I'm not that good on heights. You know that.
And, yeah. and then a big tower even higher than all of those.
Right in the middle of the Skywalk was this tower about another 30 feet or 40 feet up that was accessed by a circular stair, and I held on to both handrails going up, but it was a good view.
It was, and then a little later that day we passed a couple of glaciers, but we really had a look at the Fox Glacier primarily, didn't we?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to see the diminishing glacier, unfortunately. The face of them is melting back a bit, and you can pay lots of money to have a flight that goes up the glacier, but we opted for the cheaper option of just looking through a hole in the bushes and peering at them and then going for a coffee somewhere.
Had more romance that way.
But it's a lovely part of the country, the West Coast, and it's a real adventure if you can get down there. Lots of activities for the very adventurously minded. So I'll say a big hello. I was telling Bruce about some of the access radio stations around New Zealand that this show goes out to. So a big hello to all you guys. And overseas, Kamloops in British Columbia and Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland and Canada, hi. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, hope you're enjoying the travelogue that you're getting around New Zealand. I tell you, it's nothing like travelling and having bluegrass music playing as you're going along.
Perfect.
Absolutely perfect. Now, this next band, I heard about them, Sawmill Road, when Mark Miracle toured here with a band called X-Train several years ago. And Mark was a mandolin player in that band, and he put me on to another band that he was in called Sawmill Road. And I've played a few tracks of them at different times on this program. You like them, don't you, Bruce?
I do. In fact, yeah, it was you that in this program that I first heard them. Mm. And once again, my ears pricked up and I tracked them down a little bit more and certainly had to be included in our ice cream container on this trip. And we played it a few times. A couple of great songs from the boys. First up, a real tearjerker, isn't it? The Leaves Mustn't Fall.
Yeah.
I love tearjerkers. And then my favourite from the album, As Far As Love Goes.
The autumn leaves were falling, the snow was soon to come. As I went walking down a lonely road, when I saw a little fellow, he was standing all alone, catching leaves as they came tumbling down. The mustn't fall, oh no, they mustn't fall. I'm tying the leaves so they will stay. I've lost my mom and dad, now sisters all I have. Don't let the falling leaves. My sister's only 7, she's such a pretty thing, as pretty as a picture on the wall. Doctor came this summer and he said that she would die when autumn leaves have turned and start to fall. The leaves mustn't fall, oh no, they mustn't fall. I'm tying the leaves so they will stay. I've lost my mom and dad, now sisters all I have. Don't let the falling leaves take her away. Won't you help me, mister? Please help me tie these leaves. We'll tie them to the branches, so good and strong. And if we tie them tightly, we can keep my sister here and show that doctor man that he was wrong. The leaves mustn't fall, oh no, they mustn't fall. I'm tying the leaves so they will stay. I've lost my mom and dad, now sisters all I have. Don't let the falling leaves take her up.
I have been unfair to you and a little too demanding. And I know I have made it hard for us to get along. And I have tried the limits of your love and understanding. And darling, I'll admit that I was wrong. But as far as love goes, mine has never wavered. You can see through my behavior and know that it is true. And as far as love goes, forever is a long time, I suppose. That's as far as love goes. I have seen the storms of summer roll across these hills. And I have seen the seasons come and go across the years. And the dreams of my younger days no longer cross my mind. And old friends have changed and disappeared. But as far as love goes, mine is still burning. Though the world keeps on turning, still my heart is true. And as far as love goes, forever is a long time, I suppose. That's as far as love goes. As far as love goes, mine is still burning. Though the world keeps on turning, still my heart is true. And as far as love goes, forever is a long time, I suppose. That's as far as love goes. I suppose that's as far as love goes.
The great band Sawmill Road, and we both enjoyed them as we're going along very much. So where were we up to? Haast? Where did we go?
The next day we went from Haast to a little place called Arrow Town, and I think scenically, for me anyway, that was probably the highlight. You pass through some beautiful country and very high, isn't it, the Crown Range?
People said you got to go on the Crown Road, which we did, and it's... The view as you come out of the Crown Road, you're still right up high, and you're overlooking Arrowtown and Queenstown. Lake Wakatipu is just brings a lump to my throat. Really, it's just absolutely magic. And there wasn't as much snow around as you sometimes get this time of the year, which is now there a week later.
It's closed now, I think. Isn't
it? The road was closed yesterday because of snow.
Quite a view. In fact, one point a plane flew into Queenstown and we were higher than the plane.
Yeah, that's right. It was flying in lower than us. It was just absolutely beautiful there. Queenstown is a tourist hub in New Zealand. Arrowtown is a prettiest little mining town that's become a modern town, but lots of little old shops and houses there. And what do we do in Queenstown?
Just one more important thing we should touch on.
Yes.
We played pool that morning, and I don't want to mention who won. But
No. Well,
or the fact that you've got a broken arm.
The fact that my right hand, which I rest the cue on, isn't shaped to fit cues.
That's the only way I could beat you.
Yeah, not really good.
We rocked into Arrowtown, did our washing, and then went for this beautiful walk, didn't we, alongside the river.
Oh, it was lovely in Arrowtown, wasn't it? Yeah. Next day, we went through to Queenstown, because one of the things you wanted to do was that jet boat ride.
That's right. Yeah, that's an experience not to be missed, isn't it?
The New Zealand jet boats, the jet boat motor was invented by a New Zealander in the 1960s, because lots of the rivers in the Canterbury area around Christchurch, where he lived, a very shallow, lots of with stony bottom, and jet boats take up about 100 mils, 4 inches of water. You know, that's all they need to go in, and they go like the clappers with big motors, and then they're the common boat. And the Shotover River is a river where gold was found further up the river in the gold rush days, and it's a real mountain river, fast flowing, big rocks each side of it. And we have a tourist venture which takes people, about 10 people at a time, in a very fast jet boat, roaring through the Shotover River, doing crazy turns and things. Yes.
And it was about 9:15 in the morning, so it was a bit chilly.
Yeah, yeah.
Although he assured us it wasn't. But
yeah, we both turned blue and my mouth felt like it was never going to work again. And we go within, you know, just 150 mils of the rocks at great speed. And then we had a beautiful ride on a 100-year-old steamboat, coal-fired steamship, the Earnslaw. And Lake Wakatipu is a beautiful lake to travel on, and we went on this old steamship, and it's been absolutely refurbished back to original, and you can watch the motor working, the guys shoveling the coal in the boilers. And went there and went across to Alder Peak and had a brilliant lunch in the old homestead, talked to some real nice people. Big hello goes out to Andrew Hushier. Thanks, Andrew, for having the lunch with us, and to Helene of San Francisco, who sat with us at the table, and we had a great time. Lake Wakatipu is definitely somewhere you need to visit. Think you'll go there again, Bruce?
I'm certainly hoping so.
Yeah, plan something. What music would we have been playing about then?
Well, probably this one.
Oh, Door Laws.
Yeah, this is another song I discovered from this program when you played it one time.
Yeah.
And once again, I really loved it. And we both love Doyle Lawson, don't we? Just about everything he does is okay, but this is a standout. It's the story of Dobro Joe.
Singing country songs from an old pocket spit tune and a rummage cell guitar. He made himself a dobro so that he could play along. He couldn't hold the slide, so he taped it to his hand, and he'd play for me a song from long ago. I'd hear it come alive as I listened to him sing. Nobody ever played them quite like my good friend Joe. Just an old dobro laid across his knee. Joe, won't you play a song for me? Talk to me on tape. He'd pick a few and talk to me some more. Billy Clyde, he'd say, since you're so far away, I'll sing for you a song like the ones we've heard before. Ooh, just an old dobro laid across his knee. To play a song for me. That was 30 years ago. Those tapes are getting old. My, how the years have passed me by. My hair's turned to gray. My friend Joe's passed away. And the echo of his dobro brings a teardrop to my eye.
Ooh, just an old dobro laid across his knee. Play a song for me.
Great song from Doyle Lawson. Wish I could play dobro like that. Big shout out to our sponsor, Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton here. We saw a few music workshops around the country as we travelled, but Shearer's is a wonderful shop. It's got a huge stock of everything from ukuleles to banjos, a lot of Deering banjos, Martin guitars, as well as all sorts of other brands. Violins, cellos, drums, keyboards, guitar straps, strings, stands to put your guitar on so you can leave it out, and then when the ads come on TV you can pick it up and play a little bit and then put it down and annoy everyone in the family. And all sorts of things. Go and see the people at Shearer's. Big range of books, how to play, and music that you can incorporate into your own music styles. Great shop, and I appreciate the fact that they sponsor me. Well, you're hearing from Bruce and Paul about the road trip that we've done around New Zealand, particularly around the South Island. And so far we're down to about Queenstown, aren't we? And we've just had the jet boat rides and the ride on the Earnslaw. What do we do after that, Bruce?
And we headed down to a town called Invercargill.
That's right at the bottom of the South Island.
The bottom, but yep. Then we started the next day going even further south to the southernmost point.
Yeah.
Bluff. Bluff.
Next stop is the Antarctic. Yeah, after right. That.
Yeah. Felt a bit like it too.
Yeah.
But nice, another sunny day. And then we headed up to the Truck Museum at Invercargill, which we both enjoyed.
A gentleman's private collection of trucks, which he started, well, I think he'd been collecting all his life, hadn't he?
He must have been.
And just an astonishing range of trucks, working trucks, from biggies to littlies and everything in between, as well as a few cars and motorbikes scattered around. And since his death about 10 years ago, it's being carried on by his daughter. It's a huge museum of trucks. And if you're down in the south, I recommend going to have a look. It's got sort of an integral part of our history. Ooh. Seeing those old trucks and seeing how they worked, lots of stories that go with them. They've purchased lots of trucks that worked in the area, and many of them, they've just got them in working condition. They're not magically new. They're just working trucks, and it's just wonderful to look at. And of course, coffee and morning tea.
Oh, did we do that?
Oh, I'm sure we did. Every 2 hours on the dot. You have to do things like that, yeah.
We also on that day passed through Gore, the country music capital of New Zealand.
Yes, and the Gore Festival comes up every year, the first weekend in June, which is Queen's birthday weekend. And also we called in to see the Hands of Fame display, and myself and Alan Rhodes have got our hands imprinted in concrete and put in this display honouring people who have been involved in country music over the years in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And a
field too. Ricky was there. Lots
of people have contributed. And so complete with a plaster cast on my right hand, I tried it for size and it still sort of fitted, didn't it?
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
Another duet. Let's have another duet.
Who's this one, Bruce?
This is Kenny and Amanda Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And beautiful yeah. Voice and good guitar player, Kenny. And the song is called Dig a Little Deeper.
He breathes a little sigh. There she goes. All he knows is the way he feels. His mind begins to reel, and his heart, it leaps a mile. And every time she smiles and looks his way, he wants to say, I don't know you, but I love who you seem to be. Exterior point of view, well, it's all I've got on you. So won't you
and Amanda Smith. She sings great, and just wonderful arrangements there.
Indeed. Well, we're up to Dunedin. We gave ourselves a day off from travelling and spent the day wandering around Dunedin, which was interesting.
Yeah, it's really nice, isn't it?
It was
really
very nice
there. Yeah. It's got all sorts of things there. Drove out on the Mornington Peninsula. You get great views back of the town, nestled in amongst the hills. There, it's got a reputation for being cold and miserable, and we had a lovely day.
We certainly did. And then we went into town, spent the afternoon having a look at the railway station and a few other bits and pieces, and then went
up and
down the steepest street in the world, isn't it?
Not yeah, they claim it's the steepest street in the world for a residential area, and it's pretty blooming steep. Baldwin Street, it's called, and you go there, you drive at the bottom of it, it doesn't link to a road across the top, and you think, God, I think I can drive up here, and I've got a 2007 Forester, which is automatic, and it's all right, but I got a bit nervous driving up it, and then you get to the top, and you have to turn around, and you look down the street again, and you think, my goodness, it's very steep, so I locked it into low gear and came down cautiously too. And we're talking to a local who was sitting up there. I think he walks up and down there every day, get fit. And he said it's interesting when trucks and things are delivering things to the houses in wet weather, you know. It's very steep, wasn't it, Bruce?
It was indeed.
Yeah.
A roller coaster.
Yeah. Right, what have I got lined up here? We've had that one.
More music? Tony Rice, what a favourite.
Oh, yes.
Sadly, not able to sing anymore these days, but certainly could back when he recorded this Gordon Lightfoot song.
Oh, it's a lovely song.
It's a great song.
Manzanita album was a special album, eh? It just brought out all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But it had no banjo on it, but I still loved it. Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, let's have a listen to Home from the Forest.
Flashing in the icy wind, it blows. The water seeped into his shoes, and the drizzle turned to snow. His eyes were red, his hopes were dead, and the wine was running low. Then the old man came home from the forest. His tears fell on the sidewalk as he stumbled in the street. A dozen faces stopped to stare, but no one stopped to speak. For his castle was a hallway, and the bottle his only friend. And the old man stumbled in from the forest. Up a dark and dingy staircase, the old man made his way. His ragged coat around him as upon his cot he lay. And he wondered how it happened that he ended up this way. Getting lost like a fool in the forest. And as he lay there sleeping, a vision did appear. So dear, who loved him in the springtime of the long forgotten year, when the wildflowers did bloom in the forest. Called him by his name, and then he heard the joyful sound of children at their games in an old house on a hillside in some forgotten town where the river runs down from the
Former, eh? Great performer.
Fantastic song. I love that song.
Yeah.
Well, we better skip ahead to Christchurch.
Yeah, we're driving northwards up the east coast of the South Island now. And we sort of went through some very scenic countryside around Tekapo and came into Christchurch, the city that was devastated by an earthquake, or two earthquakes really, back in 2011, 2012, and it was really interesting to see the rebuilding work that had taken place there. And there's been temporary accommodation and lots of things. There's still sites where buildings have been demolished and nothing has happened. There's still a few broken down buildings, like the very iconic Canterbury Cathedral or Christchurch Cathedral there, which decisions are being made about it, but the cost is horrendous for us. And but we went on a tram ride that was really interesting, eh?
It was, yeah. I hadn't seen Christchurch before, of course, though I've got nothing to compare it with, but it's becoming a very modern city now, I think, because so many of the new buildings are...
Lovely, lovely place to go to. I was a bit nervous that it was still going to be a bit of a mess, and it's a lovely place to visit now, so I encourage you all to go there. But we did this tram trip on the tram tracks in about a 100-year-old tram, genuine tram, refurbished, and the driver talked us around, showed us various buildings, what had happened, which were being mothballed, which had been demolished, what had happened there and what the new space was. The container shopping mall had only just disappeared the month before. A lot of the central city shops were put into, and banks and things were put into containers and functioned out of containers, and that all gone. And it's a very alive, vibrant city now, very much so.
Yeah.
Even the car park was lovely.
That's right. There were a lot of car parks because there's a lot of empty spaces where buildings were.
So that's very worthwhile visiting Christchurch, and ride on the gondola to overlook the whole city was magic too. And then we drove north up through Kaikoura, through the roads that sort of skirt the edge of the island. It was just wonderful. Well, it's time we went. Thanks very much for listening to us. We'll see you all later. Bye.